Before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our sponsor, Quince.
When it comes to holiday gifting, I want to give things that people are really going to love, but I also want those things to be beautiful and last for years. And that's why I'm going with Quince, because they have things like Mongolian cashmere sweaters and Italian wool coats. And to my surprise, I get Quince packages at my door, and it wasn't mine. My husband had ordered them for gifts for Christmas and didn't use our code. I almost tackled him.
No, you're lying.
I swear. He's like, yo, they have Mongolian cashmere. I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's literally so funny.
And every piece is made with premium materials from ethical, trusted factories and priced far below what other luxury brands charge. And by the way, I had a Quince ring that it was like my favorite ring in the entire world. I was wearing it every single day and I accidentally lost it at Sony's restaurant the other day.
Devastating.
It flew right off my finger. And I don't know how, because it fit me perfectly. And then I was looking under the table for like 5 whole minutes and I finally told the guy working there, like, it's fine. I'll just get another one from Quince.
Well, make sure to use our code, would you? I have a bunch of their crossbody Italian leather bags, and they have lasted me. Like, one of mine is way over a year old, and I've worn it so much, and it looks exactly like the day I bought it. Like, they are so durable and good quality.
No, I love my little crossbody nylon one that I took to Orlando. So good.
Yeah, and no matter what you decide to get from Quince, the craftsmanship shows in every detail, like the stitching, the fit.
No, it really feels like you're shopping from a super, super luxury brand.
I know.
The price is right, I will say. Especially like for the material that you're getting.
So find gifts so good you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/jkpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
Now available in Canada too, by the way. That's Quince, quince.com/jkpod to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Hi.
You know, hi, guys. I was about to start going
right, right. I could tell. I could tell.
Because I'm like, do you think that that's our official intro?
Forever? Bitch, I think so. We're at episode like 29 in, and that's pretty much what we've decided on. And before you complain, let's just not forget, you are the reason that is our intro.
Oh, no, for sure. But somebody commented like, what if you guys do go to the Cola Coco Roxy and you guys are so big and the giant podcast and then you guys get sued? That intro,
that's impossible. We would not get sued because New Girl is
a remix.
Who's that girl? It's Jess.
You're right.
And who are those girls? It's JK. Not even like, if yeah, we even totally put that different. Up in Come court on. I mean, not even the words match
exactly
up. Now, do we have an extensive record of us admitting that we did take it from New Girl? We do. They could use that in court.
Yeah,
they
that could. Is true. That is true.
But can you imagine our Coca-Cola Roxy poster is like, who are those girls? It's JK. Well, I mean, in my head, it looks a lot better than
that. No, that's actually really good. And honestly, like, besides the intro, New Girl doesn't really, you know, use it in text.
And it's over.
Like
it's
that.
Done with.
Like,
it's buried in the dust.
It's that so over. So come on. Done. Yeah, that's so done. We won't get sued. We're good. We're fine.
Yeah, guys. Wow.
It's episode 29,
which is almost 30, but wowzers, do we have a huge ¿Qué dice mi gente segment today? Because wow.
Oh, how do you know?
Bro, because the comments on our last episode were insane.
I screenshot so many because I do have a few comments.
Oh, I'm
some
going
to
in.
Shout out, but some to address.
Yes.
Some to shout out.
Oh, you will be addressed. Okay, but yes, a lot of them were hilarious. People found the stabbing so funny. I mean, genuinely, we have to talk about the stabbing for at least 20 minutes for me
we
to
do. We do. Know, feel... Somebody called it the great stabbing of 2026.
And it was. And somebody it also really commented was. That you're the serial killer you were scared of in Nashville.
Bro, I screenshot that. That was so funny.
And it's so true. There was somebody also in the Patreon that stacked up 3 different moments of like you like thinking about the sword, like looking at the sword and then stabbing me. And it's just like all the different phases of premeditation. It was very funny.
It's funny because I literally like I wanted to look at that footage because I was like, where did I
oh,
go?
Oh, you could
wrong,
tell exactly you know? When it happened.
You can. I'm like, I look at the bookmark. It's a bookmark. Okay. For everybody telling me that I literally tried to murder Jesse with a sharp sword knife, guys, like you have to
it was
really
so
dig
sharp
that shit
you
into
didn't
your skin.
Take it with you because you were scared to check it because TSA wouldn't allow it because you could hijack a plane with
okay.
it
okay yes I was scared
that TSA was going to be like, what is this mini sword you have in? But it's a freaking bookmark. It was rounded at the edges. And she had like 9 sweaters on. Some of you guys were like, oh my God, stay away from her. She's secretly a killer.
Oh my God, no. Kathleen has been trying to just recover and prove herself to me. She sent me like multiple voice notes of like, I need you to know. I wouldn't have done that if I knew that it was sharp. I'm like, bro, first of all, there was not a lot going between those 2 years that day, if you know what I mean. I was just editing that whole thing for Patreon. And the beginning literally starts with you going, who are those girls? I'm fucked up.
Hey, hold on, girl, what you doing? Hey, you, what? Who are those girls? I'm fucked up.
Literally, that's how you start that whole entire episode. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't remember a thing from that. I wonder if there is anything to save.
Do you remember like, when you we kept salvage? Waving your foot around and saying, start spreading the news? Because I had forgotten that until I saw it. It was so good. Role play.
Ends up on WikiFeed. Oh my God.
Start spreading the news. Start spreading the news.
I can't do this.
Pedal bikes, they make you start spreading the news.
I swear on Porter, that's the song in my head right now.
But you sang it in the beginning.
Oh. I thought we were so telekinetic right now. Wow.
Oh, by the way, lots of comments about our role play. If you don't know, again, if you miss even a singular moment here on the JK podcast, you will be lost forever and not know what's going on. But Kathleen used to think that like roll the tape was like role play. She said it like one time.
Yeah, like I accidentally said role play like in the first few times that I said it on this channel.
She meant it.
Was real.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I meant it. I did get confused with like roll the tape or role play, like you know what I mean, but I know role play is like I know what it means, but I accidentally said it, but now it's just become like a thing.
Yeah, now we just say role play when we're rolling.
It's kind of like you're supposedly and you're
it's not like that at all. That's still unintentional fully. I can't believe I say supposedly, or do I don't know.
No, damn, what was the other one that you say like as a joke but people think you're being serious?
Irregardless.
Yeah.
But yeah, should we get started on ¿Qué dice mi gente?
Oh, we sure should.
First of all, this is one that I want to address because I got a bunch of likes, but this is from Gucci Ashtray. I love that name. Not Jesse forgetting Elizabeth Teckenbrock. I have to come to her defense. Because I was not talking about Elizabeth Teckenbrock.
I figured you weren't. I know what they're referring to because there was one time Elizabeth was like with those two girls and like was trying to stay with them. But I didn't think that was what you were talking about.
What I am referring to is like those Coachella girls. Do you remember some girls for Coachella that were trying to like stay at somebody's house and they were trying to like scam them? They made a bunch of TikToks.
And they were like all fighting or something like on.
Yes, they made like a bunch of TikToks in their bathroom.
That. Yeah.
That's what that was. Because I was like, I mean, if you would have forgotten Elizabeth Teckenbrock, that would have been crazy. Because you talk about Elizabeth Teckenbrock like so much.
I know. There are a lot of things I'll remember from Do We Know Them, but the way that like after we film, it's like Men in Black and my memory gets wiped out and I do not ever think about that topic again. Like I don't think about Elizabeth Teckenbrock ever. God bless her. You know, or
that
not,
is so
actually.
Funny. That is you so know? Funny. But yeah, I mean, I figured that name is just like so... You would know that. So I wasn't talking about Elizabeth Teckenbrock, guys. She did forget who I was talking about, but it wasn't that. Marissa Johnson, shout out Marissa, said, the part where Kathleen stabs Jesse and Jesse still holds the mic better than Kathleen on her best day.
That's what Joey commented on too when I sent in the group chat. He goes, not you getting supposedly violently stabbed and still holding the mic up with the arm you got stabbed in. I'm like, well, that's professionalism, baby. It's like so ingrained in me to have the mic because I know, it's honestly only because I edit that I know that if that mic exits my mouth, I'm gonna want to kill myself later. Like, it's just gonna be awful.
That is so funny. No, you were holding onto your arm with the freaking mic, like into your hand. There was even a part where you were like holding the White Claw and the mic at the same time with one hand. It was crazy. Yeah. By the way, guys, this is not the Starbucks cup.
I was about to say, no, you didn't, you moron. You bought the Starbucks
cup? I didn't. I got this for $12 on TikTok shop.
Oh, is that like, bro, but it's like the same thing. Why did everybody freak out over that stupid little cup?
I'm not kidding. It is actually the exact same cup. The only thing is that it doesn't have the Starbucks logo right here and it doesn't say Starbucks.
That's better, actually.
The exact cup. It's glass.
I'm not gonna lie. When I see that cup, I just see like hard to clean. Like that's all that's giving to me.
For sure. Hard to clean, yeah.
You need like a baby bottle really brush is. Or something.
Mm-hmm, you do. You need a baby bottle brush. Yeah. No, you do. But it's just so cute and cozy. I love it.
I love that.
I'm also, sorry to interrupt, but I'm also, I just want to say.
Well, you were just talking. So
shout out to.
You can't like interrupt yourself. That's not how that
but
works.
I mean, like interrupt que dice mi gente. Oh, is what
okay,
I mean.
Okay, yes.
Because I do want to quickly mention, you know, I love to jump around topics. The fact that I look like literally insane. I'm sorry.
I just rolled out of bed looking like a majestic version of Merida from Brave. Okay.
No, I don't look majestic. My hair is like flat and gross. But I just wanted to say shout out Joey for making me crazy. And now everything I look at, I'm like, is this polyester? Is this polyester?
Oh my God. You sent that fucking picture of your linen pajamas. And God bless, they are cute, but they look so uncomfortable, like scratchy.
Before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our sponsor, Quince.
When it comes to holiday gifting, I want to give things that people are really going to love, but I also want those things to be beautiful and last for years. And that's why I'm going with Quince, because they have things like Mongolian cashmere sweaters and Italian wool coats. And to my surprise, I get Quince packages at my door, and it wasn't mine. My husband had ordered them for gifts for Christmas and didn't use our code. I almost tackled him.
No, you're lying.
I swear. He's like, yo, they have Mongolian cashmere. I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's literally so funny.
And every piece is made with premium materials from ethical, trusted factories and priced far below what other luxury brands charge. And by the way, I had a Quince ring that it was like my favorite ring in the entire world. I was wearing it every single day and I accidentally lost it at Sony's restaurant the other day.
Devastating.
It flew right off my finger. And I don't know how, because it fit me perfectly. And then I was looking under the table for like 5 whole minutes and I finally told the guy working there, like, it's fine. I'll just get another one from Quince.
Well, make sure to use our code, would you? I have a bunch of their crossbody Italian leather bags and they have lasted me. Like, one of mine is way over a year old and I've worn it so much and it looks exactly like the day I bought it. Like, they are so durable and good quality.
No, I love my little crossbody nylon one that I took to Orlando. So good.
Yeah, and no matter what you decide to get from Quince, the craftsmanship shows in every detail, like the stitching, the fit.
No, it really feels like you're shopping from a super, super luxury brand. I know. The price is right, I will say. Especially like for the material that you're getting.
So find gifts so good you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/jkpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
Now available in Canada too, by the way. That's Quince, quince.com/jkpod to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
First of all, they're not scratchy. I got them from Quince, one of our sponsors, and I love them. Okay, this is actually really comfortable linen. I thought it was going to be like hard. You know how linen can be. No. Wow.
Oh my God. Comfy.
I love it. And now I'm healed because Jesse's mom says that linen has high frequency. And people back in the day used to wrap their patients, like nurses would wrap their patients in linen because it was like a healing material.
And then they just died.
I'm healed. Yeah, but at least they were wrapped in linen.
They went with really good vibrations. I'm going to actually get some of those. I am trying. It's so annoying. Like, you know those things in life where you're like, okay, sure, like, I get it. This is bad. But, like, just let me live my life. Like, I don't really want to know if something's bad. It's like somebody saying, like, do you know what's inside of a hot dog? Bitch, I don't give a fuck. Give it to me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And also on the same thing, like, I totally get Joey. Love Joey. And when I sent this, he was like, yes, you woke queen. Like, he loves it. Like, I get it. But also in the same breath, it's like, dude, this kind of shit. Actually, Quince is super affordable for the material that you get. Not sponsored this episode. But like, a lot of that stuff like is so expensive. Like, yeah, polyester sucks, but it's affordable, dude. And like, in this economy, it's hard not to shop polyester.
I had a lot of polyester stuff in Nashville and it kept me super warm. And I was telling Joe, I'm like, my polyester is keeping me warm. He goes, no, I'm not gonna lie. Polyester is a great like thing for keeping you warm because it's like putting a Publix bag on your body. Like, it can breathe. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's a not breathable material whatsoever.
Keeps me warm.
It's nice for the blizzards.
Yeah, it is very nice. No, I'm definitely gonna look into that for my kids specifically, like I said, and then minorly for me. Like, I didn't purchase my Nashville coat because it was like 99% polyester. And I was like, you know, maybe I just send this one back.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I'm making magnets every day with resin and shit. I'm sure I'm microplasticing my ass up left and right.
No, come on. You have on like the mask.
I didn't tell you, Kathleen. Sorry to interrupt again. I bought a little toaster oven for my polymer clay magnets because I found out that when you're baking them, essentially they're toxic. It's literally turning into plastic as it bakes. And you don't want to bake plastic in your oven. There's a reason you don't put plastic in there. So I realized that and I was like, okay, let me first of all throw away the freaking cookie sheet that I was making the magnets on.
Okay, but the thing is that, like, I have a mini oven and my dad doesn't really use it. I only make magnets when I'm at my grandmother's house, like, where my dad lives and stuff. And, like, he doesn't use it because he's, like, you know, like, rotting in his bed, God bless, and he doesn't leave it. And so that little oven, I'm the only one who uses it, and I don't put it on a pan. I just put like an aluminum foil. I make like a pan from aluminum foil.
If anybody cooks that on that, you're poisoning them.
In the oven?
Yes.
Yeah, no, nobody cooks in it. Okay. I just use it for, well, my magnets and my chicken nuggets, so I guess I'm killing myself.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, what the fuck? Bitch, get an air fryer. No, absolutely not. And especially you're right, if you're okay. gonna linen pajama it up. Like, bitch, don't make your chicken nuggets on your freaking right, polymer right. clay magnet cookie sheet.
Yeah, because I'm like breathing in polyester at that point.
Literally. But anyway, so it turns into plastic. So I learned so many things as, you know, I've been on this polymer clay journey. And so I got a little toaster oven. Super inexpensive, like a little Black & Decker one. What?
Did we just kill the whole family at the cabin?
I thought about that. No, don't say that because people are already pissed about the fridge thing. They're going to think that we poisoned them. No, we literally baked one time. I mean, come on.
You're right.
Only some microplastics. I didn't know.
It was one bake, 98 magnets on the sheet. But yeah, one bake. It's fine.
I will say, I do think that polymer clay is so fun and stuff, but I do think there's like a lack of education in the space because I kind of equated there like is. Polymer clay with like pottery clay. I honestly thought that you can make something to like rest a spoon on and that would be fine, but it's not fine at all.
No, but that you can with air dry clay.
No, you cannot. Not either. That's a big misconception.
Oh, wait, hold on. I thought you meant like leave it out to dry. No. The only clay that you can, like, in order for you to eat off of something or use a cup that you can actually eat, by the way, guys, like, even if you make a cup out of air dry clay, you cannot drink out of that. No. You will die. Like, you have to have, like, the specific, like, when you go to make pottery, they put it in this industrial ass oven.
A kiln.
Yeah, like, base it at, like, a million bajillion degrees so that you can use it as, like, silverware or, like, you know, things
yeah,
that
and
you
the
can
glazes
eat
are, like, food safe glazes, and that's why, like, ceramics exactly. and stuff are, you know, like, safe to yeah. drink out of. But I just feel like polymer clay is like so cute and you're just like, oh my God, like what harm could this thing cause? Well, I'll tell you. One thing that I started doing, especially with Benji's piece. So Benji fucking had me make this Tamagotchi mascot character, which was so hard and I'm really bad at sculpting characters.
It looked so good. You're so hard on
that
yourself.
That was very so ugly. I did not like him, God bless. But Benji did. He's a little wobbly. Anyway, so when he came out of the oven, I was like, he is so lumpy, bumpy and horrible. So that's when I started my sanding journey. Because I have like an e-file, like a nail e-file, and a lot of polymer clay people will sometimes e-file their like pieces if they want it to be like super 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 smooth.
Wow, I haven't tried that.
Yeah, well, if you do try it, caution, because polymer clay does turn into plastic, but it will not leak microplastics into your house unless you sand them. That is when literally that dust is just pure microplastics. So anyway, I was on my bed fucking grinding that Tamagotchi. Literally like no mask, no gloves. I literally was like, damn, he's still wobbling. Like it was so much fucking dust. So Nassim had seen that. He didn't know also that it was plastic. Anyway, jump forward like a week. Then I bought my little toaster oven because I started educating myself. And I started like kind of like Googling like, is this safe? Like, is this not safe? Like I started looking at Reddit threads, a polymer clay, and I started educating myself.
Girl, when you go down that rabbit hole, you'll have cancer in 5 seconds.
Exactly. So I started spiraling a little bit, which is why I bought the toaster oven. But anyway, it turns out I'm a dumbass anyway, because I brought it into my room because remember I told you like me and Nassim like to watch TV while I'm doing my magnets and it was really annoying to go to the kitchen and like walk back to the room to check on my pieces. So I was like, bitch,
not you putting an oven in your bedroom. You have a sickness, Jessica.
I literally
like
said,
you don't understand guys. I have had this hobby for a good 6 months now. Jesse has made triple what I've made in 6 months in the last month. Like, I don't think you understand.
Yeah,
her sickness.
Yeah, it's bad.
His problem.
Yeah,
it's bad. You put your oven in your bedroom?
It's a toaster oven. People cook in their rooms all the time. So anyway, I finally baked my piece at the very, very, like we were, it must have been like midnight. We were tired. I was like, oh, I just got to bake my piece before bed. So I put it in there and it was also the first time I turned on the oven. So you know the smell that the oven gets anyway?
Yeah.
Bro, Nassim, like he was just about to go to sleep and he literally was just like, oh my God, my nose is burning. And he goes, is that plastic? And I was like, well, technically it turns into plastic. Bro, I was fucking almost pissing myself. The amount of jokes that man made, he goes, my love, you know, power to you for your hobby, but we are all gonna have cancer in a year. And then I go, no, I just Googled it. I started cracking. I was like, I Googled it and it's only microplastics if there's dust. And he goes, oh, then we're really fucked. I saw you grinding that Tamagotchi. And I'm like, oh, you saw that? And I did, bro. He literally was like, you just let out like 19 years worth of microplastics into this room from grinding that Tamagotchi and baking it in the fucking room. So I did Google it and Google said, please don't do that. That's a really bad idea. And I was like, oh
my God. Okay. I'm glad I'm not on that level of professionalism because I have not sanded any of mine.
Oh my God.
I think I'm okay.
I was smoothing for days because he wouldn't stand. His little feet were all lumpy. And he's still low-key is like a little like slanted. But
no, he was so cute.
I was grinding and grinding like a billion microplastics all in my room. God bless. I'm just going to send up a prayer for that one and hope that they didn't get me. I don't think any amount of linen pajamas is going to save me now.
No.
And then I did the resin. So one day he came home from the bar and I literally had my gas mask on. And he's like, what fucking like laboratory? Like, fucking.
I hope were you doing it outside at least?
Of course I wasn't.
Come on. You have to put your resin outside.
Now, I didn't want to do it outside. So I found a happy medium and now I do it in my garage.
Oh, okay. Just encapsulate yourself in the fumes.
No, no. I have my gas mask on. I put it to cure and I run away. I close the door.
Okay, yeah.
That sounds good, right? It's a big garage. Come on.
Yeah, you put it under like the nail, like the UV lamp or whatever.
I actually bought one specifically for resin that like has a little shelf and it gets the top and the bottom at the same time.
Wait, I don't have that one. I just have a regular one that I bought.
Oh, no, resin. This is the best because you don't have to like flip it necessarily.
Oh my God, send me the link, you bitch.
I sure will.
I got those smoothing things that you're like, don't pay attention to the reviews. These smooth it out perfectly. I bought them.
They're so good. And the reviews are for real pottery. They don't like it for real pottery. But, you know, silicone and clay, beautiful, wonderful, magical. Especially when you need crispy edges. But do you know about clay softener?
What's that?
Oh, I knew you wouldn't know about it.
No. Jesse's like on level 46 of this.
I so knew you wouldn't know about clay softener.
The mentor has become the mentee. That's what I was telling her the other day. Oh my God, you're so good.
Yeah, clay softener is very good for conditioning the clay. So like if you're finding clay to be like specifically, it's maybe like getting a little cracky. A lot of the clays that I get are very hard. I don't know why. I get Fimo. I get
Sculpey. My clay is always super soft.
I get Primo Sculpey and Soufflé Sculpey. And bro, it's hard as rocks sometimes.
Man, we really need to move on because
I know
the other day when we were talking about this, and we were looking back at the video like for notes, and I'm like, oh my God, Jesse, now I'm going on a 30-minute rant about
and guess what clay. The people said, like, they said, give us more. They
more,
liked it
more. Yeah. More.
They chanted in unison.
Oh my God, I showed Michelle the cookie, the chocolate chip cookie you made. The fact that there are chocolate chips inside your chocolate chip cookie, you're just fantastic.
Thank honestly. You so I wouldn't much have thought that. I so appreciate that.
But anyway, back to que dice mi gente.
Wow. I do. And here we were worried we would have nothing to talk about this episode.
I know, seriously. This was my favorite because we got multiple comments like this. Multiple. Danielle said, not Jesse sounding like that lady on the grape stomping video after getting stabbed.
I know. Bro. My mom told me I sounded like that too. And it's true.
Oh no.
Yeah. We can never put it because they copyright it and it pisses me off. But yes, I agree. I don't know what I channeled.
My God,
and honestly, I was talking to my mom and like I could remember my earliest memory. I must have been like 4 or 5. And I remember crying because I was so scared. And I really just would like to know what the vibes are. Like, why am I like that?
Bro, you know what's so funny? Like, it wasn't until Janine, my cousin, you guys know my cousin, my
mentally ill Virgo cousin. Yeah.
She was like, dude, that happens to Mami Yolanda. Our grandma is just like
shut
that.
Shut up.
I swear, when she gets scared, she starts to sob hysterically. It doesn't matter. It could be like a boo or whatever. Like, Mami Yolanda always, my whole life, has cried from getting scared.
Oh my God. I thought that, that's like, I was broken or something because car accidents too. Obviously, car accidents could be like super traumatic, but like even a fender bender, I will literally just start sobbing. And then the person is very alarmed by me and I'm like, oh, I don't know what's happening. Like they, you know, must think I'm being dramatic for like insurance purposes.
That I understand. That one I understand.
Bro, but every
the Velocicoaster is my favorite so far. Oh my God. You were right behind. It was me and Abby having the time of our lives, the whole roller coaster, and all we do is, get me off, please. Stop, get me off. And the whole ride.
That
just
was torturous,
behind
I'm
us.
Not going to lie. It caught me too off guard.
And then she went on it again. And it was
well, because I knew what to expect. I just like, getting surprised is very hard for my like system to process. So it just goes into like pure horror. Like, and it just like tears streaming. I don't even know what I'm thinking in that moment. Like I'm trying to think about like what I'm thinking. Like I wasn't hurt necessarily because like it did hurt in the beginning. I will say when you stabbed me, it did hurt in this initial stab. And that's what scared me. But then it wasn't like it was like throbbing or anything after. I didn't have a mark. You know what I mean? But like I couldn't recover.
There was no mark. People were acting like I drew blood.
Bro, and then Benji being scared to take the sword away from you is the funniest shit ever. He's like, get it. Get
he's
it.
Like,
and my favorite thing is just people being like, bro, every time I think like you guys cannot be more insane or like get weirder or something more strange to happen, it just does.
It really just does. Before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our sponsor, Warby Parker.
Before I found Warby Parker, getting glasses online, honestly, it felt like a guessing game. Like, is this going to actually look like what it looks like on the website? They provide measurements, but I don't know what that means. I don't know numbers. But once I found Warby Parker, all of that went out the window because they have the most like sophisticated little try-on system. You take a quiz, you try on as many frames as you want online. That's how I chose my frames. And when they got there, they look exactly like they looked on my face. And after all my try-ons, I ended up going with the Tortoise Esme model. And oh my God, I love them so much. It's so clean. You could really tell it's made from premium materials. Like, it feels very good quality. And I've gotten so many compliments on them. And I usually never get compliments on my glasses.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly though, like when you introduced me, because I didn't know about Warby Parker until you introduced me to them. And I saw like how many glasses they had on their website. First of all, they have so many. So depending on your style, you can really find something you like. I ended up going with Franny. First of all, I love a tortoise. Most of my glasses have like a little tortoise to them. And I just really, really loved the shape of Franny. I thought it was super flattering.
And their prescription glasses start at just $95. So you can actually get quality and stylish frames, but at an affordable price.
Yeah, I've honestly spent over $300 on glasses that were very similar. But you know what the best part about Warby Parker is? My favorite part. In fact, for every pair that they sell, they also give another pair to someone in need, which is amazing. And they have distributed over 20 million pairs of glasses to people in need through their Buy a Pair, Give a Pair program.
Amazing.
How cool
Seriously,
is that?
That is the coolest thing ever.
And right now, our listeners get 15% plus free shipping when they buy two or more pairs of prescription glasses. That's 15% off. All you have to do is go to warbyparker.com/jkpod.
That's 15% off when you buy two pairs of glasses at warbyparker.com/jkpod. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask how you heard about them. And it helps us out a lot if you let them know the JK Podcast sent you. And thank you so much to Warby Parker for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
People commenting like, I don't know, I went to Nashville and I had a normal time. And I'm like, well,
you didn't go with us.
Not this group. No, it's so funny. Like, even me and Michelle were talking about Horror Nights and she's like, how did Jessie go through the haunted houses? And I'm like, oh, she cried in every single one.
Yeah, it's just slobbing. Like, I mean, come on. It kind of also defeats the purpose because I walk in, as you know, completely clawed into Kathleen's shoulders and my head is completely down. So I don't even know what's happening. I just hear sounds. And when I did open my eyes, that's when I would cry. Because you know Jason. Yeah. He was there around every corner looking the same exact as he did in the last corner, but it was scary.
The Jason house was probably one of the best. I haven't laughed that hard in years. With every like pain, like it was just getting funnier and funnier. The harder you would like squeeze my shoulder.
I felt bad though because, guys, Kathleen is really tiny. Like, you're very small, like, and I'm very large and just kind of strong. And I was like, I'm going to break her fucking like clavicle or something. But, you know. I need to.
Oh, it's good. Good times. Good times.
You're very strong, though, for not like physically strong. You just could like take a, you know, a good punch.
Yeah. Did we end up putting the punch in there?
We didn't. No. Kathleen really wanted me to put
let's role play
to it now. And you guys tell me if this is revolutionary content that needed to make it.
I didn't think it was revolutionary content, but Jessie has this thing where like she keeps things out of the like episode or like she'll have a clip.
Yeah.
And the clip will be 30 seconds long.
It's called I'm tired and I just want the episode to go up. That's my thing. And then Kathleen sees it with like fresh eyes and she's like, but what about this? And what about this? I'm like, those things are dead to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
You did not insert us hitting the thing in Coyote Ugly. We mentioned it. You were talking about like, oh, you're not very strong. You hit the kite. That's why I'm like, guys, the stabbing was no big deal. I have the strength of like a 4-year-old toddler.
God bless, she does. I think Amelie might beat her.
I really do.
To be honest.
No, if I punch Amelie in the face, she'd go. And that's it.
Now I understand why you're so scared of the world. Because you are not
Come on,
very
I can't.
Strong.
What am I going to do?
Carry around like pepper spray or something at least. God bless. Seriously.
I do. I have pepper
you
spray.
Do?
Of course.
Oh. You know you have to check that periodically. Because then if you don't, it like expires and it won't spray when you need it.
Oh, damn.
When'd you get it?
I should check it periodically. Like a year ago?
No.
Or more.
Should still be good. I'll just give it a little spritz.
But sometimes, like, as I'm walking, I give it a little spray
yes.
to the side. I'm like,
no, then that's checking it. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
intuition.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, role
here,
play.
Here it is. So we did, like, the punching machine. I've always wanted to do that. And it was me, Nassim, and Jessie, and I got the lowest score. Role play.
You are okay.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Every single lady on the bar.
Oh, my God, that was awful. Pictures. She's a.
Wow!
Oh my God!
Damn!
You're not that much more strong than me.
And what's crazy is like Nassim's was very close to mine. I was not impressed with his punch at all.
You are very strong.
I am. Honestly. And also, I have nails, so I was worried because I can't form a fist. The fist puts my nails into my palm. So, like, I have to kind of do like the this thing.
Well, first of all, you don't ever punch with your thumb inside.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that's thumb. The international sign for help. You know, when like somebody needs help in like a DV situation. Do you know that? You need to know that.
I didn't know that. What is that?
Yeah. If you see someone in public go like this.
Really?
It's usually for women asking for help in like a DV situation.
Really?
Yeah. If you see like a woman like do it, like trying to signal. To
I didn't
you,
know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like a, you know, everybody yeah, should know that.
I'm going to keep my eye out.
Yeah. But you got to make sure it's that and that she's not just like cracking her thumbs.
Like, right. Of course.
Don't just rush to, you know, call the police. You got to make sure.
Can you imagine you just punch her boyfriend in the face and she's like, just cracking my thumb. You don't want to punch like this, okay? Fighting class. You don't want to punch like this. You will break your thumb. You have to punch like this.
Oh, yeah. What do you know, fighting class? When did you take a fighting class?
Yeah, my brother does MMA.
What?
Johnny does, like, he's an MMA master.
Remember I told you that MMA and boxer men scare me.
Oh, yeah, my brother's kind of scary.
I don't need a man to know how to fight. They kind of automatically know how to do it. You know what I mean? It's like in their DNA.
Yeah, yeah. His wife is even scarier. His wife can whoop your ass.
Oh, no. So, she absolutely could whoop my ass. I've Becky? Always oh my gotten God, that my vibe. Becky. Oh, yes. A million times.
Yeah, like she literally will fucking murder you. So let my brother try something. She'll put him in a pretzel real quick. She's tougher than him. For sure.
Yeah, I'm not interested in fighting Becky. I'm not going to lie. I could easily take you, but it wouldn't even be a satisfying fight, I fear. I would feel like.
Yeah, you could easily
this
take
This kind
me.
Of feels I like fear. Bullying, you know?
Even Chiavelli, okay? My cheerleader friend from high school, who was like shorter than me, could have easily taken me.
Yeah.
I'm so easily kidnappable, beat upable. It's like really bad. I'm like always on the defense. I'm like a little fish in like a big ocean.
Yeah. Nothing about me is easily kidnappable. I'm a big girl. Like if me and Michelle are out in public, good luck. Like, you know what I mean?
I do love walking the streets with you and Michelle. I feel like my protector.
Yeah.
I have one last comment. I know we've addressed like all the comments we need to address, but I have one that I did want to shout out because I thought it was so sweet. Amani said, in the least parasocial relationship way possible, I love y'all. I love your friendship. I love your trips. I love your stories. I love your lore. I love your videos. This podcast has brought me so much joy and laughter in rough times. Oh, thank you for being you.
Oh my God. That is so sweet. Fucking sweet. Are you kidding me?
That was so sweet. And we love doing this.
No, seriously, we love doing this. And like, there's so many people that have watched from like back in the day, from our first ever video in Vegas, the raccoons, the Pocahontas, the whole thing.
Oh my God, I know.
That literally like is amazing to know that people who loved those videos so much are feeling like, oh my God, like we're basically getting one a week, even though like we were worried about the fact that we wouldn't produce what we do in person, you know what I mean? Because it's like it's just hard. It's different.
I mean, our in-person videos are just honestly
electric,
so amazing and way
as
better
I've said
of
before.
Course there's just it's magic. It's just something about it.
Which is why we're doing them all the time. You know what I mean?
Right. It's like we committed to once a month.
Yeah.
You know, we're about to go on a cruise very soon. So like we'll always give you in-person content. But like even just this, sitting in front of our green screens with our coffees, I just have the best time.
Green screen? What green screen? You mean the one that shows every time my fingers move like this?
The one that, oh no, what does this look like? I don't know.
No, it'll, like the clear part will go to the background for sure. Is the hat green?
Yeah.
That'll also be the background, I feel.
And so is my straw.
The straw, half of the straw is the background. Yeah.
My nails in the last episode, they were like, because they were bright green and they were getting funky. They were getting funky with the background. It was crazy.
Fuck my life. Yeah, guys, I don't know what I'm doing with the green screen. I'm just hoping for the best every episode. Anyway.
What do you mean? It looks freaking amazing.
Cue the picture that Talia sent of your hair completely like half invisible and like jagged.
To be fair, my hair did look like Gaga. My hair did look like Gaga that day.
Now, very important. Are we going to address the bad comments we got on Kerry?
Oh, yes. I screenshot all the funny ones. But if you want to address some of the bad ones, let's do that.
Oh, hold on. Jasmine's here.
Oh, my God. We never see Jasmine in the videos. We only see Porter.
Okay, but now she's got fully her anus in my face. Oh, my God. Ew, I just put on lip gloss, Jasmine. And I know what you do with that booty.
Which, by the way, shout out to this pop socket. Look, let me show you, Jesse. Because I was telling Jesse about it in Vegas, in Nashville.
Why are you going to tell everyone about it? Oh, they can't even buy it.
She went to go buy it. She's like, bitch, I think this is something they just sent in PR. It's Huda Beauty. Like, it's magnetic, right? Like my pop socket. And then this is a fucking face powder.
Yeah, would be so cool if it was available to the public, but I don't think it is. I looked.
I know. I think
it.
That they're going to start selling it to the public. Yeah. They will.
Hope
they will.
So.
Come on.
I love your PR journey. Too bad for the rest of us, I suppose. Anyway, back to the bad comments. Okay, this one comes from Jazz797, and they said, "Why are we airing out Kathleen's period story? I don't know, Jesse. Spell Jesse. I'm watching you. That's not how my name is spelled. You really like to embarrass your friends, and it kind of sucks. We know you would be pissed if anyone did that to you. What on fucking earth are you talking about, mate?" When I saw this, I'm like, air out Kathleen's period. First of all, we get periods. I've bled on every surface in this house, pretty much. Okay, we're women.
No.
Okay.
My favorite part is, like, guys, I watch the videos before they go up. Or if, like, Jessie said something that I didn't want to be aired, I'd be like, hey, don't put that in.
Oh, and she's done it before. Yeah. Like, if there's something that, first of all, most of the time we'll do it while we're recording. Like, if we say something, we're like, oh, that went too far. Like, we'll just say it. But yes, Kathleen watches and approves everything that goes up on the show. And she is not afraid to ask me to take something out.
First of all, I didn't stain the couch. It was like a sweat, like my swamp ass sweat or some shit, because it definitely wasn't bloody.
Yeah. And also, in my defense, you putting your hands down your pants was one of the reasons why we couldn't put the whole thing that we filmed on YouTube. So I felt like it was important context. It's not that I want to embarrass her.
It was.
First of all, why would I want to embarrass you? We have a very playful banter back and forth, but I think that people see that at our core, we really care about each other and we hype each other up. And
of course, we're like of course. She wouldn't actually embarrass me ever.
No, I mean, that's ridiculous. Like, if you actually did something, and there has been things that, like, both of us have done that we're not going to talk about or show on the show because nobody needs to know about that. So trust and believe that if my friends, Kathleen over here, was embarrassed by something, I wouldn't want that to be out. If you were genuinely embarrassed, Lord knows you were not embarrassed by putting your hands down your pants. You weren't.
I wasn't embarrassed because I wasn't trying to touch myself. I wanted to make sure that I had my tampon on.
Like, bro, and what I did said, I say? I said, we've all done second. That. I've done it a million times to check, like, hey,
I just wanted to
good?
Check.
Yeah.
Everything good done there? Do I feel a string? Yes, I do.
Right, now, did I send you that TikTok about my strange addiction where she vabs? I did. Role play.
So yeah, I put it up there, and then I usually put it like down my neck and on my wrist. I'm always sticking my hands in my vagina, so I wash my hands a lot.
No, the funniest thing about that is that, like, I had seen that, like, I had watched that pop up because there was a friend of mine, like, in the fragrance community who, like, reacted to that video, like, oh my God, guys, please, you don't have to, like, rub vagina juice on yourself. Like, it was like a whole thing, a video that she made. And then this stupid bitch sends it to me. She's like, this is you in Nashville. I'm like, first of all, I would never.
The way she, like, stores vagina juice in a spray bottle, I was like, oh my God. Anyway, I thought it was funny. I would never want to purposefully embarrass Kathleen, but that got 3 likes. So all of you are my shit list.
All three of you.
Watching you.
I like to address the comments that are super nice and amazing and wonderful.
No, for sure. But that one did bother me, and I just wanted to say that. You spelled my name wrong. That's what I mainly wanted to say.
Yeah.
And then second, someone said, y'all sure drink a lot. And that one also bothered me.
That one also. Well, to be fair, we only drink when we're, like, together like that, like having a party, special occasions and moments like that. You know what I mean?
I don't get drunk in my house, like, virtually ever. So, like, yeah, we got a little slammered. We did in Nashville. God forbid. The literal city
even,
of alcohol.
I haven't even drank since Nashville. I haven't drank since Nashville.
Exactly. I don't know if they, like, meant that in a bad... It did seem like they meant it in a bad way. But, you know, yes, we do drink. We
no,
are adults.
No, there was no LOL. It wasn't, y'all sure drink a lot, LOL.
They meant it's sinister. And yeah, I didn't have my kids and I got a little buck wild. Sue me.
Yeah, it was funny. I had sent that footage to Janine and I'm like, oh my God, look, I feel like I was roofied that night. I don't actually think I was roofied that night, whatever. Like, you know, I don't want to, but I did get, it's because I wasn't eating and I did get, like, drunk a lot faster than I normally would. But I had sent that footage to Janine where I stabbed you. And Janine's like, are you sure Jesse also wasn't roofied? She's really, like, fucked up.
No,
in this
we're not
video
sure,
too.
Janine.
I'm like, no.
We're not 100% sure. I would like to almost give us that excuse because we did go a little overboard, I will say, with the alcohol. Sure.
Yeah.
And I guess that comment is fair in that regard. But I just don't like the implication that, like, we do that all the time. We do not do that all the time.
No, we don't do that all the time. Come on. For example, we're going on a Disney cruise and it's a family vacation. I do want to get a little lit on one of those nights that we, you know, film together.
You know, my kids,
like,
go to sleep. I drink
drunk.
Wine. Who's going to sue me? You know what I mean? Come on.
Come on.
We're
so
safe.
Fun.
Nobody has to drive on a boat. But it's usually when we're just, like, together that we like to get crazy when we're a little bit together. I mean, we're, come on.
It's fun.
Not us defending ourselves. It's fine. Whatever. If you don't like it, you don't have to
like it. What do you mean? We don't drink. When I'm sober, I hate
drunk people. Oh my God, I hate them so bad.
I hate drunk people when
that's
I'm sober.
Why I'm surprised
that's
people like our drunk stuff so much because I'm like, wowza. We're annoying as fuck.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, are you guys drinking too? Because
I know. Well, they do sometimes, actually. I hear a lot of people be like, oh, let me get my wine and watch you guys drink. Low-key, her publicist wants to jump off a cliff 24/7 with the show.
Oh my God.
High-key, actually.
Literally, my manager, who's also, like, a really great friend of mine, Ceci, every time another JK episode goes up, her ass cheeks clench a little bit.
There is something like, oh my God, in the show. It's like we've been given like truth serum before we film or something. And no stories are safe. Nobody's safe. It's just like balls to the wall. Actually, Alex made sure with me. He texted me. I sent him the sticker that I made of his face looking to the side that I put in the last episode. And he goes, oh, that's a funny picture and all that stuff. The video's nowhere online, right? You didn't put that anywhere. I was like, oh, no, I didn't. But Kathleen literally sent me a voice note. She's like, come on, put the full video of Alex and Debbie's way. I was like, I can't. Like, there's certain things we have to cut back on. We can't just air out everyone's shit.
Because Alex was like vaping. He was vaping in his Debbie costume.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, like, I get him. He's like, Debbie doesn't do that.
Yeah.
But like, we have to cut it. Was in his regular, in his Alex James, he could vape online, but like, Debbie cannot vape.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, put it in. Let the people see Debbie vaping. Come on.
Yeah, it is funny. But yeah, there's certain things that we just like, we really do push it too far. So we will work on that, I suppose.
But anyway, shall we get to the main topic and the main segment of today's episode, which is somebody made a suggestion, or actually we've had a few suggestions of us revisiting 2016, because you know that's like a big trend right now. Everybody's talking about 2016 because it's been a fucking decade. Guys, it's been 10 years. Can you believe that shit?
Yes, I can believe that. It feels like a lifetime ago.
Really? I feel like 2016 was like yesterday.
Well, when I looked at pictures, I was blonde in 2016. So yikes, that feels like another life.
I know. I feel like you've been brunette for like a long time.
Yeah. And where did this start? Like, how did this fucking trend come up? I'm so confused.
Well, I think because like it was the new year and it was 2016 and people were like, wait a minute. It's been a whole... Actually, that doesn't make any sense because that's the same shit for every year. It's been a whole decade since 2016. And 2016 was like a very impactful, especially like in the beauty space or in like the social media space and influencers or whatever. That was like the rise of mega, mega influencers, like the Jeffree Stars of the world.
Do you feel like that was your rise? Like that was the highest peak for you online?
Oh yeah,
really?
For sure. 2016, yeah.
Was that like your ColourPop days?
Mm-hmm. I started my YouTube channel in 2013. Yeah, I would say like 2016 was like it.
Damn.
For a lot of it. Like that was Generation Beauty. People were going like all like, you remember Generation Beauty? What was the other one? IMATS. You guys remember?
Oh, I remember IMATS. Yeah.
Like I used to go there and do like meet and greets, and like it was the height of like the beauty influencer.
And you know what's interesting is that you mentioned on text, you're like, oh my God, it was like the year of like Anastasia, like dip brow powder type of things, like the pomade eyebrows.
The pomade.
And I was looking back at my pictures and it was actually like, I think I did use that, but I had the thinnest brows I've ever had in like 2016. They were not looking so good.
Really? You had them thin? Guys,
sometimes I'll just leave
my
the
brow
off.
Photos.
Like there was just no tail. Confusing.
Oh my God. No, mine were thick and disgusting.
I do have some pictures with you that I'm like, wow, those are some big brows, Kathleen.
Yeah. My brows were big old brows.
Big old bushy brows for sure.
The thing is that 2016, everything was like a lot. Like big brows.
The cut crease.
Giant cut crease.
Yes.
Wing liner. Like it was, I mean, what a time. I did love playing with makeup back then. Like it was just so much fun to play and like really do like super glam. I don't do it anymore because I'm like in my 30s now and stuff like that. But I loved like the really glam makeup back then.
I did, but I didn't even do it as often as I thought. I think I did have my Jessie Styles channel and I would do like some like really intense looks and stuff. But I don't like the way my face looks with like a full glam.
You me know neither. What
I mean? Like a cut crease?
Me neither.
Horrendous. I have hooded eyes.
Oh, actually, I've never seen you in a cut crease, I don't think.
I've definitely done them on Jessie Styles, I think. Jessie Styles. I really thought I ate with that
but
name.
But I feel like you always really have did. A nice little glam eye look. You always have a nice
well, I always put little glitters and stuff. And then I always have lashes on. So like if you've seen me online in the last year, unless I have no makeup on, I definitely have my little clusters on. I'm a big cluster girl now.
Yeah, you do love your clusters.
Because strip lashes are disgusting on me. Horrendous.
Oh my God, strip lashes in general now. I'm like, wow, I'm so glad that we've adapted to like this new form of like...
Absolutely.
Like the clusters or like the little ones that go on the bottom. I love the ones that go on the bottom.
Well, I put
like,
my clusters
I love
on the
where
bottom.
We are.
So like when I look down, you don't see nothing.
I love the new wave of falsies. They're so much more like they look real. Some would say so real that like you might put them on for like a fake L'Oreal like like mascara ad. Like they might
I mean,
look
it would
so
be a really
that,
bad idea,
would,
but yeah, someone would
but like
could do that.
Someone would do that. Yeah. Someone would do that. Which by the way, did you see? Oh my God, I know. Like I struggle with her so much.
Michaela. Yeah, I feel like you can't decide if you like her or you hate her. You really can't.
Yeah, I really can't. I love watching makeup tutorials. Like, it's from like how I started. Like, I love makeup so much, and I love her talent. She's so damn talented. I love watching her put on makeup. It's like, I love it. But man, why is she like that? Because, bro, I was watching D'Angelo Wallace, his video on her recently.
Oh, I haven't seen it, no.
Oh my God. He went like on a deep dive of Michaela, and I'm like,
does he think her accent is fake?
He does.
Oh my God.
I don't.
No, I absolutely, you know, I don't. Do think it's played up. For sure.
Okay, maybe she does give a little bit more twang, like Pac, Kim Kardashian, whatever. But I do think she kind of talks like, I think she talks like that.
I understand that an accent is not linear, like a lot of you may notice. That when I'm filming with Kathleen in person, I sound a lot more Miami than I do. Like if I'm filming with Lily, you know, it's just going to sound like as white as my voice can get. You know what I mean? It just genuinely is a very fluctuating thing. I do understand that sometimes her accent may be stronger than others. I just think it doesn't get that strong. That's insane. That's like me literally being like, what's going on, man? What's going on? Like when I'm with you, like it's not that much. You know what I mean? It's just a slight
thing. I almost have like the opposite effect where I think like, before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our sponsor, Quince.
When it comes to holiday gifting, I want to give things that people are really going to love, but I also want those things to be beautiful and last for years. And that's why I'm going with Quince, because they have things like Mongolian cashmere sweaters and Italian wool coats. And to my surprise, I get Quince packages at my door, and it wasn't mine. My husband had ordered them for gifts for Christmas and didn't use our code. I almost tackled him.
No, you're lying.
I swear. He's like, yo, they have Mongolian cashmere. I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's literally so funny.
And every piece is made with premium materials from ethical, trusted factories and priced far below what other luxury brands charge.
And by the way, I had a Quince ring that it was like my favorite ring in the entire world. I was wearing it every single day, and I accidentally lost it at Sonny's restaurant the other day.
Devastating.
It flew right off my finger. And I don't know how, because it fit me perfectly. And then I was looking under the table for like 5 whole minutes, and I finally told the guy working there, like, it's fine. I'll just get another one from Quince.
Well, make sure to use our code, would you? I have a bunch of their crossbody Italian leather bags, and they have lasted me. Like, one of mine is way over a year old, and I've worn it so much, and it looks exactly like the day I bought it. Like, they are so durable and good quality.
No, I love my little crossbody nylon one that I took to Orlando. So good.
Yeah, and no matter what you decide to get from Quince, the craftsmanship shows in every detail, like the stitching, the fit.
No, it really feels like you're shopping from a super, super luxury brand. I know. The price is right, I will say. Especially like for the material that you're getting.
So find gifts so good you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/jkpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
Now available in Canada too, by the way. That's Quince, quince.com/jkpod to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know those videos that people have shown of Michaela where she's like, and now welcome to the campus. Welcome to the online campus.
This
I think she's faking that accent.
I think she's to a certain extent faking that, because probably when she wasn't famous, that accent, like maybe she didn't like it, or like she thought like that it seemed unprofessional or whatever the fuck. You know, people hate like certain things about themselves and they try to change it to like adapt.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is, could I see? It's very crazy.
I mean, it is an insane difference.
Have you seen the videos of people waking up their moms with Kim Kardashian? You haven't seen that?
Oh my God, yes.
Just wake up in a pure panic.
Yeah, I mean, that was funny. But like, honestly, like I was watching D'Angelo Wallace's video, and I did like, Lashgate really gets to me when it comes to her. Like, I feel betrayed by her when it comes to Lashgate, like as a watcher. But bro, I didn't know also that when she did her wedding and she had all of the elf lip kits and she did like a kissing booth,
yes,
like the little kissing booth, that she had elf's kissing booth on the thing. She told everybody that elf didn't sponsor that.
Oh, I know.
She told the world that she asked Elf if she can put their logo on her kissing booth.
Yeah. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. And if anybody believes that, then I'm genuinely like, you don't know this space. When you are that big and you get paid to literally fart in the direction of a brand, yeah, you're not gonna just give them free promo because you just loved working with them. God bless, you're not.
No, my thing is like, maybe they didn't pay her, but like obviously like they gifted all of that to her. Like
100%.
It was like part of the, and like they gifted like the elves kissing booth or whatever. There's no way she was like, Elf, do you think I can slap your logo on my wedding?
No. What it was, and what I genuinely think it was, is that I think that she went to Elf and said, let's do something for my wedding. Let's have my lip kits at my wedding. And they proposed like, okay, cool. We'll just put like Elf's kissing booth. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't probably a monetary thing. It probably was just product exchanging. But that is an exchange and that is a gift and like a working relationship that she tried to pretend was all like friendly and just was like a totally like natural, like, yeah, of course, I wanted Elf there. No, bitch, you wanted the lip kits for your guests and they wanted promotion. That was the exchange there.
That was so weird when I saw that in that video where she's like, no, yeah, I just asked them if I could put their logo. I'm like, but that's such a weird thing to lie about, Michaela. No, why?
She lies about weird things all the time, like her fucking lash gate thing. She lies about it. She jokes about it. When she absolutely put lashes on, like, I mean, 1 + 1 = 5. Don't fucking play me.
I also didn't remember because, again, like, I was just, Lashgate really got me. But, like, I didn't remember that someone commented, like, are you, like, right when she posted the video, someone's like, are you wearing falsies? And she's like, LOL, no, L'Oreal would never approve of that.
Yeah, and she also said something like, basically, like, thank you guys for, like, complimenting me, basically, for saying that you think I'm wearing lashes.
Oh, my God, yeah, man.
Yikeroonies.
Such a talented, beautiful person. So talented, so beautiful. Like, I'm so upset. Like, it actually upsets me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Anyway, what was I?
I have no idea. We got into, like, Beauty Gurus 2016, and then you ended up on your monologue about Michaela.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, guys. But anyway, let's go down 2016 memory lane.
So I have pictures from my Instagram, but I want to start with the ones that I found on my phone. It's just a few of them. Oh my God, look at me and my dad. We went to Washington. This was actually when you could take a picture in front of the White House and not want to unalive yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You used to be like, oh my God, I'm in Washington. Let me take a picture.
Well,
the White
honestly,
House.
I don't know. 2016 is when things really went
downhill.
No,
this was right before.
House.
This was right before.
Oh, all right. I was supposed to say.
Yeah, this was like beginning of 2016. Yeah.
Things just started to really take a turn for the worse.
Really? Oh my God. Do you remember my obsession with giraffes? What was that about? Literally, what was this?
Oh my God, yes. You did feel seen, I think.
Yes. And this is like a perfect example of what I would wear and how I looked like pretty much all of 2016. Like I would wear that plaid wraparound on everything. It never fit me. Like I couldn't wear it as a shirt. Like the sleeves were too short and stuff. But I would wear that wrapped around my waist constantly. And then like, why am I wearing this outfit with chancletas and my ponytail? Bro, my ponytails were so sad.
No,
I have no hair,
I can't with
guys.
The chancletas.
All my hair that you guys compliment, it is not my hair. I buy it. It is somebody else's hair. God bless them for growing it. Thank you so much. But genuinely, I have no hair. I'm like bald headed. Look at that ponytail. How sad is that ponytail?
Bro, I just see you as a blonde and I'm like, wow, what a different
And nobody
time.
Told me anything. But look, I thought I was being so silly. Oh my God, look, you get it? I'm the giraffe. Is this what Michelle means when she calls me millennial coded?
For sure. I mean, what is wrong with that giraffe? I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know, but I just, you know, was like, oh, I'm the giraffe. And then little did I know, freaks were zooming into my feed and putting this on WikiFeed. Because look at those bad boys in those chancletas.
Oh my God, I can't.
They said I could do something with that. Oh, this is also a prime example. Bro, I wore those Old Navy chancletas everywhere. Jesus Christ.
I mean, I definitely was a chancleta girl too.
But I would always wear those like Ray-Ban looking glasses. My bro, I cannot get over how bad I look blonde. And I just feel like not enough
you
people
told me. You
don't
look bad blonde at all.
It doesn't fit me at all, like whatsoever.
I think that the type of blonde, like had it been like a little bit warmer, I think you look good blonde.
No, I had all sorts of things. I know this is a bold statement and I don't mean to offend anybody. I feel like 93% of people do not look good blonde. There is a very, very small percentage of people that I'm like, wow, this like super fits you.
No, I mean, some people look better blonde, but it is rare. I think that most very people rare. Look better like as with like darker hair, whatever. But
why
I mean,
is that?
You're natural blonde. I think you look good blonde.
Oh my God. You know what else I pulled up? Sorry. You can also send me some to put up too. I'm just like kind of on a roll here.
Damn, I broke my toenail.
This was the last picture I took right before I met Nassim. I met Nassim outside of the building right after taking this picture. And then this is our text
messages.
Wait,
you guys met in 2016?
Yeah, we met in 2016.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
We met in October of 2016. I think October 14th is when we met. And these were our text messages. I was getting my hair done and I was getting ready to leave LA. And I guess he asked me like if I had plans. And I said, same, no special plans for the day. We'll probably just hang out with friends later since I'm moving so soon. You? And then he, in his broken English, God bless. He says, me too, no plans. Just gonna hang out with some friends. Want to do something later on today? Like we can go on a motorcycle ride here at Santa Monica Pier in a sunset time? Make you enjoy a bite your last days here in LA before you move back to Florida. And I said, I'm gonna go fuck this French man. That's what I said when I saw that text message. I said, yeah, that'll do it.
You said,
I'll be right there to get on that motorcycle and watch the sunset.
I hope
with
you're the motorcycle. You know what I mean? No, literally, I don't know. Like, because I'm looking at it now and I'm like, bro, that's like not at all like a. I mean, I did like the initiative of like, you're moving, but like, let's do something. Like, let's enjoy your time.
No, what do you mean?
Time.
That's super. What do you mean? That's beautiful. He's like, no, like, I'm going to take you out. I want to take you somewhere. I like that initiative. Like, come on, tell me, like, do you want to do this? Do you want to do like.
And all he had known of me was from the night before, like, drunk as fuck, just like making out outside of a fucking club. Like, he didn't know me at all. So, like. You know, he better work.
Love that. Well, no, he better work for sure. Oh my God, I love
that. And I had his
so
name
much.
Under Simu because he told me that was his name. This was the night I went to go fuck him. This was it. This was the night I took this picture right before I did it. Yeah.
You see, you look good, Bond.
It's because it's cutting off the top of my head. It's very particular. I had just gotten it done and you can't even tell. I did my tips rose gold and you could not even tell. Not even a little bit.
I could see. I could tell that there is.
And then this was the day after. My hair's a little messy. Oopsie. And then.
Wait, stop. Is that Nassim?
That's Nassim. He was so skinny. He literally looks like a different person. We were on his fucking scooter. This was the first picture we ever took together.
I was just gonna say, is this your first picture?
It was my first picture. It was the night, like,
you look great.
Bro, he literally woke up that morning. It was the first night we spent together. Woke up that morning, looked at me, said, do you want to be my girlfriend? I said, okay. I swear to God, the next morning. We met on October 14th. I was his girlfriend on October 16th. I was like, what am I doing? Am I mentally ill? Like, yeah, no, it was crazy.
Oh my God, that is meant to be, honestly.
So I guess he did help me enjoy a bite my last few days in Los Angeles.
Yes.
After all.
He said, I'll give you something to bite. If you know what I mean, baby.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Mint Mobile.
You might be feeling like you got a big spending hangover. The drinks, the holiday, the food, the gifts, it all adds up. And luckily, Mint Mobile is here to help you cut back on overspending on wireless this January with 50% off unlimited premium wireless.
Yeah, Mint Mobile's end of the year sale is still going on, but it's only till the end of the month. So cut out big wirelesses, bloated plans, and unnecessary monthly charges with 50% off 3, 6, or 12 months of unlimited.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
Yeah, and the best part is you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and you could bring your phone number along with all your contacts. So it erases all the annoying stuff about switching plans normally. And my big brother actually uses Mint Mobile and he says the service is amazing everywhere he goes. He's always bragging about it in comparison to everyone else whenever we lose signal.
So if you want to quit overspending on wireless this January, they're offering 50% off unlimited premium wireless and plans start at $15 a month at mintmobile.com/JKPod. That is mintmobile.com/JKPod.
Now this is a limited time offer. There is an upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months. Plan required, $15 a month equivalent. Taxes and fees are extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Capable device is required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies.
See mintmobile.com and thank you so much to Mint Mobile for being an amazing sponsor of the JK Podcast. I have a lot of pictures from 2016 that were around like the Generation Beauty influencer days. Like this is me and Michelle Phan. You remember her?
Oh my God. Do I remember Michelle Phan? Yeah, she was like the only beauty guru when I was in high school.
No, she was like the original.
Literally,
beauty
guru. Yeah.
Like the first one.
Oh my
like,
God. The skinny jean era. Oh my God. And the ripped.
I know.
The
like,
ripped.
No, it's so Yikes. Bad. My skinny jean era.
No, you
was
look so
really
cute.
Bad.
Come on. I love it.
No, stop. It was bad.
Bro, Michelle Phan has not aged a day. Like you either. But like, she literally looks like somebody put her like a preserving jelly.
She looks identical.
That's crazy.
Identical to this photo still. It's insane. She really hasn't aged.
Can I get a zoom in on the brows? No, they look pretty good. Just dark.
Oh yeah, I used to do my brows really dark. This is actually not the worst my brows
like your
have
makeup
ever looked.
Looks good. Look at that fucking highlight. Come on. Was that Amreezy highlight? What was that called?
What?
The Amreezy highlight that everybody lost their absolute
mind. Oh my God,
over.
Yes. I used to love the Amreezy highlight. Look how bad. I mean, I showed you guys this photo in my skinny jeans episode, but like, look how bad they are.
Oh yeah, we've shown this one before. You know,
that
okay.
Is so.
You have a short torso and those are very high waisted. God bless.
Mm-hmm. I can't do high waisted.
They're
things,
almost
man.
Right at your areola, you know? So you just, that is a little bit much for the high waisted.
They are so fucking high waisted. But this whole picture is so 2016.
It is.
Like
the
Katie's makeup.
Yes.
Yes.
Even Desi's makeup God, like, is very like the yes, nude lip. Okay. So. But like her like bronzer and stuff and her brows are so 2016.
Mm-hmm.
No. And who is this again? What's her name?
Crispy.
Okay.
Crispy.
Crispy is a poster of 2016. This is literally
no, she
a poster.
Is.
I mean,
literally,
and stunning, like super
coolest
glam. It looks so good. But like, Wow.
The coolest makeup look, though. She used to do the coolest fucking makeup looks back in the day. You don't remember her, like, transformations?
No, I don't. But, like, you see, your makeup is, like, it's always been more, like, on the less glam side of even 2016.
Yeah. I used to do, like, a more, you know, like, toned down version.
Granted, you did used to wear, like, Nicki Minaj, like, pink lipstick. You remember?
Oh, I loved neon lips, bro. Yeah. I loved that shit.
That was a bit crazy.
Bright pink. This is my favorite person.
Oh, my God. You need to warn me before doing this to me. Wow. Wow, he looks so young.
This is us at Gen Beauty in 2016. Look at, you see like our brows, bro.
Our brows are crazy. God bless. Yeah, no, they look crazy. Is this the last time like you saw him in person?
No.
When was the last time you saw him in person?
In person? Damn, I don't remember the last time I saw Manny in person, but this was like 10 years ago. I've seen him a million times after this.
Oh, I forgot. But you guys are best friends. I forgot. How did I forget?
Yeah, we're friends. Come on.
Of course. That's why he says hello to you.
2016 was the year that me, him, and Patrick were in the benefit campaign.
I remember that when we went to Vegas, and that was the first time you saw your benefit stand, we went to the Sephora across the street from the Cosmopolitan, and you saw it on the fucking little thing. I have to say, good for fucking Patrick, dude, because now he's the motherfucker in Sephora, and I stay buying one size shit. I'm sorry, because wow, their products
one size
are very
is
good.
Really fucking good. They have like the best setting sprays. My friend Gabby, like Alamar Gabby, swears by that under eye powder. Like, and I love the other one, like the one that you introduced me to.
Yeah,
I love the one boucle size. But yeah, this was
so good.
And you know what? Shout out to Patrick, because fun fact. Okay, so when we shot this campaign for benefit, this trip truly changed my life. Like this trip changed my life. Like when we went to go shoot this campaign, because it was the first time that I had really like traveled outside of Florida like that. And seeing the Golden Gate Bridge in person blew me away so much. Like, have you seen it in person?
Yeah, I went with Nassim and his friends.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, I swear to you, like, I was floored.
You went
like,
on such a clear day, though. It was so foggy when I went. Half of it was covered, unfortunately.
Oh no, that sucks. Yeah, they do have like pretty foggy, like, but it was so clear, so beautiful. And it just took my breath away that I was like, I really need to travel more often. Like, it was amazing. And we shot the benefit campaign.
Sorry. My brain is very morbid. I just thought, you know how many people have like unalived themselves on there and you're just like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I thought it when I saw it. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm sure people want to light themselves on all bridges, right?
Yeah, no, but that is a hot spot. But yeah, no, it is so beautiful. It is such a beautiful bridge. I do agree.
It is such a beautiful bridge.
It's, you know, bittersweet is what I mean, you know?
Yeah. No, for sure. Now I can't really like... Oh my God.
You just look so happy in front of you. You're like... I don't know. Just ran through my mind.
Shout out, my hair was actually red 10 years ago.
Oh my God. That's like almost the same color you have right now.
Yeah. Like I had like the period where like a long time where I didn't have red hair. But like back then I also had red hair.
Love that.
But anyway, so we were shooting this campaign. They hired a makeup artist to do my makeup. Okay. Manny did his own makeup and Patrick did his own makeup. But I was like, yeah, because they asked. And I was like, no, I'd rather have a makeup artist do it so that because like I'm not really good at putting on falsies. Like I just felt more comfortable with somebody else doing my makeup for like a campaign shoot. When the guy did my makeup.
Yeah. I was about to say bad decision.
Ugliest?
Yeah.
Oh my God. God bless the man who did my makeup. But it was the ugliest, greasy. I looked like pure dog shit. And when I get out of the chair, Patrick is like, oh my God. Like he was taken aback. Like I'm really startled him. He's like, oh, you look like terrible. And I was like, okay, but I can't tell him anything. He's like, you have to go and tell him that your makeup looks bad. Like, tell him to at least fix it here and fix it here. I'm like, no, I'm too embarrassed. I would not say anything. I was like, I'd rather die. And so when the guy left, then Patrick sat me in his chair and fixed my makeup completely.
Oh
like,
my God, he
redid
did?
My makeup, fixed it. He did. He fixed my makeup and he made me feel so pretty and so beautiful. And like, he really did save the day that day because the guy ruined my face. Okay, so shout out to Patrick. He made me feel so much better that day.
Wow, that is actually such a beautiful story.
It really was.
How did it feel seeing yourself in Sephora? I feel like that would be insane.
No, it was so fucking cool. Like, it was just like such a... Even my... Look at this. Look at this picture of my goddaughter. She was so excited to see me in Sephora that, like, she took a picture in front of the little display.
Oh my God, how cute!
No, and now she's, like, 18 years old and, like...
That's crazy.
In college and driving is crazy.
Oh my God, she is?
Like, wow,
damn.
Right?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It is trippy that was 10 years ago. I know we just said that it didn't seem like it was, or did I say it did seem like a long time ago? No, you said it didn't, and I said it did.
Yeah.
Okay, because now it feels like even longer away. Like, she's in college.
Yeah, she's in college driving. That's fucking crazy. Like, it's insane.
Wow, how beautiful. You really did make such an impact in the beauty space. You really did. You did?
What a time. What a time.
You were the affordable, that's expensive queen.
Oh my God, I was the that's expensive girl.
And now you're still fighting you know, the man, because literally you were telling me and Joey, we were evil for spending $20 to get ahead of people. You still always think about that stuff. I love that.
You know, I think about the, you know, people's hard earned money. This is me and Candy Johnson that benefit party.
Wait, is she tall? She's looking like my height.
So tall.
What?
Yeah, she's really tall.
I didn't know that.
And so cute. The sweetest person I have ever met.
I can imagine. Yeah. Wow. Is she wearing like...
But like that outfit?
A thousand bangles?
Wearing? Yeah, she is. She's wow. always had like eclectic... That is like wild. Interesting.
No,
yeah.
First of all, sure. your but, like, outfit is so outfit. Cute.
Bro, those ugly ass... God bless. Those ugly ass jumpers that I loved wearing, like those full body...
I think those slay. What's wrong with a full body jumper?
I did love my red lipstick.
No, you did. You really did. This is like the... third picture with the red lipstick one.
I loved it. Oh my God, look at this. Sorry, I know I keep like sending you photos.
No.
But this is me and Amelia.
Oh my God.
At the club.
You guys and look fantabulous.
Look at those brows, am I right? Like on both of ours, wow.
It literally almost looks like you guys copy and pasted brows on each other. Like it looks like the same brow.
That's it really great. Does.
And it really was the year of highlight too. My gosh, I love was, highlight man. Those still to this day. Luckily, I don't post a lot on Instagram, so it's so easy to scroll back and find 2016 because it was.
Bro,
like,
the fact that you can easily scroll back to 2016 is insane.
Look, I'm already by where Noah was a newborn. I never post. Oh my God, 2016 was also like the year of my cringy Instagram post. But look at us. This was us in Vegas.
Oh my God, that was the same. That's the at the benefit part. Wait, you must have met Candy Johnson also with me. You were there with me.
Did I? I don't know. I know at the benefit yeah, party I have talked to Tati, and that was notoriously when Manny MUA ignored me. That's about all I remember.
Oh my God, is that Rachel behind us?
That is, yes.
That was such a fun trip.
Oh my God, do you want a jump scare? Ah! Shane Dawson.
Oh my God. Was this 2016?
Yeah, it was. It's so funny because Megan, who's all the way on the right, Megan Rings, she posted this picture, but she scribbled out Shane Dawson's face. And then Lily texted in the group chat like, bro, Megan. And she goes, the funny part is I already had him scribbled out on my phone. It was already a scribbled out picture. I didn't oh do it God, just for the picture.
That is so funny.
Oh my God. I used to wear blazers. Like, what is this? Like, this was a literal, like, little blazer.
2016 was the year of the blazer,
oh
my
God. The business fucking casual to go out is insane. The pencil skirts, I
that
can't.
That is true. Why did we wear blazers to go to like a fucking brunch or something?
I have no
that
idea.
Was crazy.
Oh no, this is one of my headbands. At least it was Mardi Gras, but I did love a good headband moment whenever I could wear one.
The headband era.
You see, pencil skirts, but my ass did look real juicy in this one, so I put
come
it
on,
up.
That looks, that's a great
But come on,
great
blazer,
right
pencil
there.
Skirt, like what corporate event am I going to? I'm not. I was going to a bar or something. Oh my God, I really used to post a lot of pictures with my feet in them. No wonder my wiki feet is
yikes
so popular.
Oh my God, so 2016 was actually when I met Justin Baldoni outside of the W Hollywood.
Oh, oh my God.
That's your picture.
You used to be obsessed with Jane the Virgin, huh?
Oh my God, that was my favorite show in the entire world. Look at those skinny jeans. Yikes. I literally look like a mime. What
I
the hell am I wearing?
I was about to say, I didn't know you were a mime. Actually, I did. Yeah. We have the childhood photo of you to prove it.
That's true. That's
you always
true.
Had it
no,
in
dude,
you.
No, dude, I saw him. It's crazy because he was standing outside of the W Hollywood. Me and Danny would always stay at the W Hollywood for some
I remember.
Freaking reason
no, yeah.
every time we went to
you
LA.
Are so superstitious. The second you stay somewhere and you like it, you have to stay there. It has to be that. It has to, like, every time. You've gotten better with that, but my no. God, you used to be like the biggest creature of habit.
No, and it's crazy because Danny's the exact same way.
Oh, that's
so, like,
why,
you yeah. know, we didn't help each other out at all when it comes to but we see him, I see him there, and I start freaking out to Danny. I'm like, oh my God, that's Rafael Solano. Oh my God, he's like, who? And I'm like, hello, the guy from Jane the Virgin, whatever. He's like, go up to him, say hi to him. And I'm like, are you crazy? How embarrassing. So he actually went up to him because I would rather die. When he went up to him, he's like, oh my God, my wife loves you, the show that you're on, whatever. He's like, hi. He was so nice.
Really?
Okay, let me start off by saying, like, he was so nice. Since he was there waiting for, like, his car to pull up, we were there talking for, like, I swear to you, 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And he was asking me, like, oh, what do you do? And, like, whatever. It was so nice. And I was telling him about, like, oh, like, I had just launched. Actually, 2016 is when I launched a nail polish. Well, I launched Kale Polish in 2015 at the end of 2015. But, like, it's when I was starting my, you know, like, my nail polish. And I was telling him about the journey and how I was on YouTube since, like, 2013, whatever. He was so nice. And he invited me to go on the set of Jane the Virgin.
What?
He was like, you should stop by. Yeah, he was like, you should stop by the set. And the next day, okay, what? I went on set.
Wait, but did you get, yes, like, his number or something?
Yeah, he gave me his phone number.
What? You still have Justin Baldoni's phone number?
No, not anymore.
Well,
not
I was about
anymore.
To say, can you please ask him about Blake Lively? We need to
Blake
know
Lively.
The inside scoop.
The thing is that, like, I was there with my husband, okay? Like, Danny was there. And, like, Danny never once was like, that guy's weird or trying to act like whatever. He was also like, man, this guy is so nice. Look, this is a picture of me, him, and Petra, okay, when we're on the set.
I'm not familiar with the show, I must be honest, but I'm assuming this is super cool. Oh, this is
Petra. Petra from the show. Okay, so in the show, he's like the owner of the Marbella Hotel. And look, he took me to the front desk. Like, I did a whole tour. First of all, look what I'm wearing. Embarrassing.
Damn.
What
the fuck is that outfit? He's like almost touching your titty, right? Or no? No, just kidding.
Oh my God, the he's a creep allegations are gonna
start. I know, God bless. No, I was like, maybe I shouldn't even joke about that.
He's not almost touching my titty. Nowhere near. What the fuck are you talking about?
At least the side of your titty meat, you know?
Not even a little
that
bit.
That was previous teta implant too, right? That was previous
teta. It was before my teta implant. Yeah, so but they were so nice. Okay, I met Gina Rodriguez. Like, I met, like, almost the whole cast. He was showing me every room or whatever. He was so nice. Like, look at this.
Bro, that's kind of crazy that he just, like, gave you a tour. Like, that's... No, it's actually very crazy.
That's so crazy, right?
I'm at the Marbella. Oh, my God. Gosh, it's Rafael Solano. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God,
wait, can I stop this? Even though this is there? Can I stop?
No, yeah, I was super fangirling. I'm like, oh my God, it's Rafael Solano. Like, I was so fangirling.
Wait, were you joking fangirling or like for real?
No, I was kidding with him. I'm like, oh my God, it's Rafael Solano. Like, I was kidding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
Because I was just recording. But he was so nice. He gave us a tour and I went on my merry way and like, I never got creepy from him at all. Like, honestly, I thought it was super, super nice of him. Like, he knew I was a super fan and like, oh, he was even like, oh my God, please give us your, like, the nail polish. I gifted everybody their nail polish. She was wearing, Gina Rodriguez is even wearing Caramelo in one of the episodes.
What?
I swear.
Wait a second. I love Caramelo, by the way. But how did you have so much nail polish on you? Weren't you on a trip to LA?
Well, I was there in LA to shoot for KO Polish. Like, we were doing the...
Oh, so you were like we need like 1,000 polishes stat.
And they I was like, guys, we need to gift them. I was filming this, which this outfit, bro. What is up with 2016? This is me and Gabby filming like the commercial for KO Polish.
Oh my God, Gabby.
Look how little we look.
Oh my God. I loved those KO Polish shoots, to be honest.
Me too. They were
and
so
I
much
really
fun.
Love the KO Polish parties. RIP. They were so fun.
They were so fun. I'm gonna have to show you because the lore goes even deeper. So on my birthday, I got a video from Rafael Solano. I got a video from Justin Baldoni on my birthday.
He texted it to you?
Yes, he texted it to me.
Oh, he wanted to. They were filmed. God bless. I think.
No, he no. didn't.
Allegedly.
He didn't. I'm telling you, he was, you know what it was? Okay. No, let me explain. He was part of this like foundation, like this organization where they were like giving back to the community. It was called Love Music or wait, what was it? I forget. It was like, he was doing some sort of foundation or something. And he sent me like a free shirt for the thing. And I promoted the shirt like on my channel of like Justin Baldoni's, like, I don't remember what it was, but it was very beautiful organization.
Okay.
I don't remember, but right. It was a very beautiful organization that I helped him promote, whatever. It was super nice. And since he sent me the shirt, like he wanted to send me a thank you. And so he sent me this video and I'm gonna play it for you guys.
Oh my gosh.
But this was the episode that he was filming. Like they were filming like a flashback, like from back in the day. That's why he's wearing a top hat and he looks kind of weird. But
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kathleen, even though you're Team Michael. Happy birthday to you. Thanks so much for promoting the carnival and the shirts. You're awesome, dude. Come hang out on set with us sometime. It's fun.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah.
Was that not so sweet?
He better work. Yeah. Interesting. I mean, he just, yeah, that does seem nice. I don't think maybe that there was something sinister.
Here's the thing is that like, I really genuinely think, because people are like, I don't think anybody's that nice. Like, I swear to you, I think he is that nice.
Yeah.
Like, I think he is genuinely, I swear, like I did not, and I get very weirded out by men, generally. Like,
yes,
usually
of course,
when
as
I'm
you
like,
should.
Normally I would be like, oh my God, that man wants to put his pee-pee in my vagina. I just feel it. He's in love with me. But there was like, even the way he was talking about his wife when he was there talking to Danny.
Oh
Danny
shit, that's right. He's
whatsoever.
Married.
Like,
I forgot.
Yeah, like, I'm telling you, it was just, like, he's a very, like, we're all humans, let's kumbaya, like, love is love, and, like he is like that.
Yeah,
he's
I will Aquarius say, I don't think that he would have done that for just anybody. I think because he found out, like, who you were on the internet, that's why he felt more comfortable with you going on set and stuff. Like, I don't think like, would randomly take a picture with someone and be like, come on set tomorrow.
No, for sure, he was like, oh my God, I'm part of this organization, I would love for you to promote it. Like, it was kind of like, hey, come on set, I'm gonna show you the shirts that we're working on. Like, but he was nice, and I do think that this is... not to get into this.
Oh, topic, no, please don't actually. Please, I beg.
I really do think that this is what went down.
Oh, no.
I think that he is...
Not to get into this topic.
Like,
I'm just going to tell you my entire theory.
No,
oh,
really
brother.
Quick. No, okay. It's going to be really, 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 really quick. I think that maybe Blake Lively was used to being on a certain type of set. Okay. Justin is an amateur in... He like the first time he was producing or something like that, right? So he's not...
Directing,
like, it wasn't
directing.
The most... He was a director and a producer or something?
No, he was a director of the movie.
And also, he also produced it.
Yeah, I don't really know what producing means. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. All I know is that he was the director, whatever. I don't think he's ever had experience really directing before this movie. I don't know if it was like really new to him. So maybe things weren't like super Virgo and perfect for Blake Lively and Virgo and like whatever. So maybe she like took that shit and like, I don't know how to explain it, but I definitely feel like she was very diva on set. Like, I'm going to do this way.
Don't get me wrong. Like, she does seem like one of the most unlikable people I've ever seen in my life. And then those text messages with really like her and Taylor Swift are so weird. And like, everything is just very strange. And I don't look at her as a person that is particularly likable. Does that mean that if something sexually happened that in any way, shape or form, she would deserve that? Absolutely not. I just think.
No.
It's very, it's complicated because it's like when you're not there and you don't know and you didn't see it. And they both have such opposing stories, and then lawsuits are getting started and dropped. And now I don't know. I fucking don't know nothing.
It is a lot. Me, I genuinely think that she really just tried to rile everybody up against him. Like maybe she didn't like the way that he was directing or producing the movie. And like she wanted, I genuinely think that she wanted to take over. She said, you know what? You suck at this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take over. I'm going to do everything. And like she just ran with that shit. And I do think because he's had allegations of like, not like sexual, but like allegations of him being like a nice guy, like a fake nice guy. Like, oh, no guy is that nice. No guy is that whatever. And I genuinely disagree. Like, I really fucking think that he is like a good person and a sweet man. And that shit is used against him and held against him. And like her going off about his faith or religion or whatever, just like shit talking him and dogging on. I don't know. I just feel like.
I didn't see Kathleen defending a man on our 2026 bingo card. I certainly didn't.
I know. And I normally wouldn't. I normally
and
would we, not
And you normally shouldn't. You know what I mean?
I know,
we don't know what happened. God bless. That situation is such a shit show.
I don't know what happened.
But you met him and your experience with him, he was nice. You can keep that. You know, that could still be your experience. You don't have to like think
and
now
you know
like
what?
He's the worst.
Maybe somebody would have my same experience and then be like, oh, he's so creepy. That was so weird.
Right. Like me looking at it and thinking vibe. He's touching your titty meat. You know, everybody has different perspectives. Yeah,
like, okay, Phantom. He was nowhere near my titty.
I don't know. Looks right. Like he was. No, in Phantom's defense, that Teletubby was hovering directly over your titty. It was a bad angle.
For sure. But I just mean like, bro, and I'm not going to lie. Like if my text messages came out, I would kill myself in Minecraft.
Okay. No. If our text messages got out, if our text messages with Talia got out, I would be ruined.
Oh my God, we would be ruined.
I would never work again in this industry.
We would, like, you sometimes just talk shit with your friends, dude.
No, even but if, like, we take it too far. You know, if you have to start a text message with, but I'm going to hell for this, it's bad. You know, it's really bad.
I'm just saying, like, there's no shame in Blake Lively, maybe before she met Justin, being like, oh God, this guy, what a phony.
No, even like Taylor calling him like a bitch and stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, I mean, come on. Just a text message with your friends.
You know?
How did those text messages get
out?
That
must suck.
People think that Blake leaked them.
No, they had to, with the whole lawsuit, they were subpoenaed.
But why would
all
Taylor
of their messages?
Those seem like recent. Those seem like after the lawsuit.
No, that was like during the whole like process of it. They were subpoenaed because of the whole so any text message related to Justin Baldoni or the movie was subpoenaed, which is so funny because, bro, all the comments being like, wow, all this drama for a shitty ass movie. God bless.
No, it really was.
Which speaking of 2016, that book came out in 2016.
Did you read it?
No, God, no. I don't like Colleen Hoover.
That makes sense. She seems like she like writes for like millennial suburban women.
No, it's like everything is so dramatic. Like I can't do Colleen Hoover. I cannot do a Colleen Hoover book. And like kind of cringe to me, but yeah, like I just feel bad for him, you know, because he bought the ride, like he went into this
it was like a passion project, and then everybody wanted to unalive themselves in Minecraft by the time it was done.
Yeah, because like she was just talking about flowers and not domestic violence.
No, God bless.
So,
and her
like,
outfits,
it was hard.
Oh my gosh,
she really like the whole concept of the book just went right over her head.
Yeah I think so.
But I'm sorry, I wanted to like talk about that because I met him in 2016. That book came out in 2016 and it's a hot topic
right now.
So
you couldn't ignore that part of 2016. Come on. It was a big deal for you.
It was a big deal. Which Jane the Virgin, you would love that show. You would love that show.
I'll add it to my list.
Yeah.
Right after New
We're
Girl.
We're all waiting for your New Girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's coming. Don't worry. Just as soon as I run out of absolutely everything else to watch.
Oh my God. You want to see another amazing photo of me from 2016?
Yes. Wait, was that for your glow in the dark 4 million party?
Yes. We were making glow in the dark signs, me and Stephanie. And like, I swear to you that I think that the fumes were making us delirious. Look at this video.
You know what I love is that they literally told us that there was going to be an ice storm tonight and it is 50 degrees. And everybody has storm prepped, but thousands of water bottles, toilet paper, everything you can imagine to prep for this ice storm. And it's 50 degrees outside.
Jesse did tell me. Yeah, Jesse was like, we might have to film a couple days earlier because we have a huge snowstorm coming this weekend. And I guess you just, where's your storm?
God bless. On Monday and Tuesday, the lows are going to be 19 degrees. And that is cold. But the biggest concern is that it's raining this weekend and they didn't want it to be raining and freezing because then the rain freezes and then there's ice everywhere and nobody can go anywhere. But the lows are 39 and 36.
Before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our sponsor, Quince.
When it comes to holiday gifting, I want to give things that people are really going to love, but I also want those things to be beautiful and last for years. And that's why I'm going with Quince, because they have things like Mongolian cashmere sweaters and Italian wool coats. And to my surprise, I get Quince packages at my door and it wasn't mine. My husband had ordered them for gifts for Christmas and didn't use our code. I almost tackled him.
No, you're lying.
I swear. He's like, yo, they have Mongolian cashmere. I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's literally so funny.
And every piece is made with premium materials from ethical, trusted factories and priced far below what other luxury brands charge. And by the way, I had a Quince ring that it was like my favorite ring in the entire world. I was wearing it every single day and I accidentally lost it at Sony's restaurant the other day.
Devastating.
It flew right off my finger. And I don't know how, because it fit me perfectly. And then I was looking under the table for like 5 whole minutes and I finally told the guy working there, like, it's fine. I'll just get another one from Quince.
Well, make sure to use our code, would you? I have a bunch of their crossbody Italian leather bags and they have lasted me. Like one of mine is way over a year old and I've worn it so much and it looks exactly like the day I bought it. Like they are so durable and good quality.
No, I love my little crossbody nylon one that I took to Orlando. So good.
Yeah. And no matter what you decide to get from Quince, the craftsmanship shows in every detail, like the stitching, the fit.
No, it really feels like you're shopping from a super, super luxury brand. I know. The price is right, I will say, especially like for the material that you're getting.
So find gifts so good you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/jkpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
Now available in Canada too, by the way. That's Quince, quince.com/jkpod to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Ain't shit gonna freeze. I mean, maybe a little slippery. I don't know. Anyway, okay, back to this video. Let's see.
Magic.
I'm so dead. Not like, the knee what? Slapping. It's not that funny.
That's Parker Way Travel, folks. If you ever wonder.
The one and only.
Who your travel agent is, it's right there. But no, this is when I hit 3 million. So I hit 3 million subscribers in 2016. And look, I decked out my living room.
Oh, it was for 3 million. I remember. Yeah. Okay. You still have that video. You sent me a video not too long ago of us dancing in this party.
Yes.
And I was definitely wearing my skinny jeans and this one shirt. I think I got at Marshall's that, God, I wore that thing till it like was rattered and tattered. It looked like one of those people who keep their baby blankets for like 500 years until it's just a piece of thread.
No. This was literally the party, guys, that like I said, I'm never having tequila again. After this party, I don't really take tequila shots anymore because I believe I had like 12 that night.
And I will say this was a very ambitious party because she hadn't hit 3 million yet. You hit it while the party was happening, didn't you?
Yeah. I hit it in that night.
Like, it's literally like, that's pretty ambitious to like know that you were going to get, you know what I mean? Like, what if people just started unfollowing you right before and everybody's at the party?
Yeah, no, that would have sucked. That would have definitely sucked for the
That's where my brain goes. I'm like, oh, I can't do that. For someone so superstitious, I'm actually surprised you did that. You celebrated before it happened.
I know. That is pretty shocking. I just thought it would be so fun to happen like while we're there.
That 3 million looks so professional. Who did that?
Thank you. That was me.
You painted those numbers?
Yes.
Bro, those zeros are so even. Holy shit.
No, I had a stencil.
Oh, okay. Well, not as impressive.
Yeah. God bless.
I'm like, those are the most equal zeros I've ever seen in my life.
You know what the funniest part? During this party, you know, Jessie's headband, love, she was wearing her glow in the dark thing, like as a headband.
Of course I was. I thought that like made my whole face make sense. I really did. I was like, wow, this like, I mean, really
to be
sits
fair,
nicely.
A lot of us were wearing it like that night.
To be fair, I think I'd still do that to this day.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, does that about wrap up our 2016 memories? I do like this trend. I wish I would do it with other years too.
I know. And next year we'll do it with 2017, I guess.
Damn, 10 years really does feel like a lifetime, even though a couple months later I had Noah, which is insane.
Wow, that is insane.
Had him in 2017.
That's so crazy.
Well, anyway, lights, camera, smiles.
Yeah.
Okay. This felt relatable, but I will not be translating, and you really don't need to know the translation for it to make sense. It says, POV, how do I explain to non-Cubans that this is a friendly game of dominoes?
I hope you know that is my stepdad playing dominoes.
Oh, no. That's, God bless your stepdad just saying good morning. Like, really is.
Exactly. So imagine. Yeah. I made a vow one time, like in 2017, to never play with him again, and I never have.
Really? Oh my God, Nassim is like super excited to play dominoes with him when he gets here.
No, they're going to spit on each other so much.
It's going to be a fucking spit war.
They're going to be soaking wet by the time that the domino game is over.
I'm going to make it my life's mission, guys. I really, really, really want to capture Nassim spitting on camera. I really want to be able to, like, you know, like in the darkness, like if he's standing it with a light behind him, I should be able to see it in action. I really want to do it. I told him again, I was like, babe, you're fucking spitting made it into another episode. And he goes, I can't help it. And then I asked him, and I go, does everybody spit in France? Because he's told me before, it's the way his tongue is positioned. And that's like, it's very forward. And he says he doesn't know that, like, he didn't realize if everybody spit on him in France or not. So when we go to Paris, we got to take notes.
Yeah, we do. We have to. I didn't notice that when I went to Paris, but maybe.
Bro, God bless. When they're sick, sickness will spread like crazy over there. Like, literally. Oh, everybody just, yeah, just spitting all over everybody. The place.
No, but wait until they play dominoes. Like, I'm just scared. Wait until they play dominoes together. It might make their bond stronger or ruin the friendship.
Oh, yeah. Either way. But yeah, it is interesting when you're not from a culture that screams so much. Like, there is plenty of people that would look at that and be like, why are they upset? You know, like, why are they literally screaming at each other? And no, they're having a good time.
But they're not upset.
No, not at all.
Oh my God. You know what trend I have been loving? That Talia showed it to me the other day. I had not seen it. Have you seen like the laughing trend where it's like my husband tries to show me something funny and you're like, ha 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 ha. And then they turn around and they start shaking the shoulders.
What?
You haven't seen that trend?
No. I don't think so.
Oh my God. Look how funny. Hold on.
Although that's how I picture your mom laughing when you told her that I was molested at Posties. Sha, 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 sha. I do picture her laughing like that.
She was like, quack, 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 quack. But like this trend has been going around for everything though. Like it's like a thing now.
I haven't seen that. Bro, if somebody did that to something I showed them, it's over for me. I'm done.
How funny is that trend?
No. Super funny. I kind of want to do it. That's a good one. To be honest. I like it. So funny.
Yeah, you should do it with Nassim.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you, but that's all we got.
This is a long episode.
Oh, no. Super long. We got to get out of here. But anyway, as always, we hope you have a fantabulous week, and we will see you on Wednesday.
Or we won't.
JK.
Bye.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.